Story 1. He did her wrong.
When I needed my bedroom painted, I asked Karen to do it. I did that for two reasons. One, my neighbor's daughter was quite proficient in her work as a house painter. Eventually, she had started part-time to make extra money, but developed into a lucrative business for her and her husband. And two, Karen was an extremely lovely woman I'd lusted for ever since I met her several years earlier. It wasn't that I thought she'd actually fuck for me. After all, the 40-year-old woman was happily married with two children. There was absolutely no reason for her to want sex with an old man like me. At 70 years of age, I was 30 years older, terribly out of shape, and married as well. The prospect of fucking the lovely Karen was, at best, a fantasy in an old man's clearly dirty mind. Nevertheless, I asked her to paint my bedroom and hope for the impossible. It was extremely hot the day she arrived. This was compounded by the fact my central air conditioner had crapped out the day before, and the serviceman wasn't due until the next day. Because of that, I really felt bad for Karen. They weren't exactly painting conditions. Little did I know, this was a blessing in disguise.
"That's okay, Mr. Vick. I'll just adjust,"
she said quite agreeably. What that meant, I didn't know. When she came out of the bathroom, I found out very quickly what the lovely Karen meant. Her clothing adjustment was a very pleasant surprise. Instead of the long, dreary overalls and T-shirt she usually wore, Karen replaced that drab outfit with one that had my eyes popping and my dick bulging, a pair of short overalls with no shirt on underneath. Only two thin straps covered her bare shoulders. Presumably, she wore only her underwear underneath. To say her sexy outfit aroused me would be a gross understatement. To say I wanted to fuck her even more than ever would not be a lie. For the entire time that Karen prepared the room for final painting, I made every excuse to come into the room to inspect, not her work, but her teasing body. Needless to say, each visit was better than the last. As she stood on the ladder with her arm outstretched, I stared with lust at her solid muscular legs and finely shaped ass. I drooled in delight, hoping she'd come down from the ladder and tell me she had the same lurid thoughts as me, and the two of us should act on those thoughts on the drop cloth covering the king-size bed. Sadly, Karen never came down from the ladder to tell me her lurid thoughts, probably because she didn't have any. She stayed there while I remained frustrated in my own crazy mind. All I could do was leave the room with a heart on, then return later for the alleged look at her work. On my final visit to the half-painted room, Karen wasn't there to excite me. She had left for the day without even a word of goodbye. When the next day came, she was late, and I wondered why. Since it was a much hotter day, I assumed she wasn't coming. Happily, I assumed wrong. Karen would definitely be coming that day. As soon as she walked through the door, I knew something was dreadfully wrong. She had tears in her eyes and looked very sad. I assumed someone close had died. Wrong again. No one had died. What had happened to Karen was a fate worse than death to some women. Her husband had a girlfriend, and she didn't take it very well. Yet, I did. I took it upon myself to console the poor woman. Still sobbing softly, she came to me quickly and let me hold her much closer than I should have. At that point, I couldn't have been more tempted, yet I remained cool and reassuring. "These things happen, baby. You just have to move on," I said with my own clear agenda. Her husband was a big jerk, but cheating on someone so goddamn fucking nice. How could the schmuck be so fucking stupid, I thought, while rubbing Karen's back, already thinking about rubbing much more of the beautiful body I was holding.
"I'm so very angry, Mr. Vick. I thought he loved me. Why would he look for sex somewhere else? I gave him very good sex. I'm sure I did. It was very hot and very intense. I know it was. I loved it,"
she said, with a delicious wet mouth touching my ears as she spoke. That was a big opening for me.